So Mike Felicki is a priest and a Dharma holder in Boundless Way Zen. And not only that, he's going to give us our encouraging words tonight.
I was just sitting out by the stream, and the koi were out, all five of them, and they were darting around, chasing each other. It looked like they were just playing, frolicking in the water, and exploring. This is a new home for them. Some realizing that, here's a place I've not been before. Going up over this little rise of a rock and into a little shallow area. Tooling around in there a little bit. And what was interesting was that so often they did not travel alone. They would travel in pairs or three. Much of the time, all five of them were darting around together, one area to the next, to the next. Oh, look over here. Hey, check this out. It's interesting to be able to watch from above, not knowing if they have any awareness of our presence. I'm guessing they don't most of the time. You sit there and watch them, and they don't know you're watching. So this is just like children, you know, at play in this new realm, exploring. I was just so struck by their spirit. And then a dark thought. A fish seemed to nip at the back of another one. And I thought, oh, this is actually a gang. These are like schoolyard bullies, and they're figuring out who's in charge of the fish pond. Right now, it's they're dueling it out for the alpha. And unfortunately, the yellow one is losing, and all the others are laughing. And the yellow one is really just trying to get away from them. Is scared. And then they're playing again. They're like, oh God, that was a bad dream. Look, they're playing. They all shoot off in different directions and then come back together and shoot off. What are we doing? Sashin. So interesting to see the way the land shapeshifts. Sometimes it can seem like such a small little pond, you're just going around and around the same circle. And then something different. Moods pass through. Aches and pains. And then that golden sunlight on the cedar fence. Bright, shining crystal. Seeing one another. Seeing a Dharma friend bend over and smell a flower. And just take it in. It's incredible. Someone asks you at the end of retreat, hey, what'd you do there? Well, we sat still, really. But so many worlds. Each moment, an entire universe. I've been feeling... I'm noticing a lot of appreciation. People looking up at the clouds. People breathing the open air. And at the same time, these visitations of moods. There's nowhere we need to go. Nowhere we need to get to. So we can really take in each moment, each precious moment, no matter its color or flavor. This is our vow as we sit here together. Receiving each of us in our own need, receiving just what we need. Each breath nourishing us. It's an incredible thing to be here. To feel the breeze from the fan. As I sat out there under the big open sky with the fish, I thought of Buddha. Thought of how he was seeking. So moved to seek that he left his own family and a life of comfort and ease. And whilst really struggling out there, while really quite lost, I had a recollection of childhood Sometimes it's the sheen. Things can feel vibrant like childhood. Just so present. What was it for you? For me, it was the smell of honeysuckle coming through my window on the evening breeze as I lay my head down at 7:30, a little boy. Just such ease. Buddha recalling a family picnic, realize, gosh, I'm struggling really hard. Maybe I don't need to struggle quite so hard. Maybe there really is this possibility of just receiving our lives. Stepping out when called upon. Stepping back when the time is right. Chasing one another in circles around the fish pond. Thank you.